The kickoff for the United Way of Marquette County and the annual campaign. And the co-chairs are with us this morning. Sean Beckman-Owsley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All righty. For those of you that turned your television off a little while ago, you know Andrew Lacombe from TV6. Good morning to you there, my friend.
Good morning.
All righty. So here we are. And you were telling me, Sean, that this is like your fourth or fifth interview on the week?
Yep. We've had a lot of media this week. Happy to be out talking about the United Way.
And what are some of the things that you want people to really know, Sean? I'm going to start with you about the United Way. We hear a lot about the campaign, but it's always great to get the basics. What do people need to know first?
I think the most important thing to know is that all of the money raised in Marquette County stays in Marquette County. We have very low overhead costs. So 94% of the money we raised goes right back to the people in our community. And we help 24 partner agencies. That's a really wide reach. And the chances are you know someone who's benefited from United Way funded services.
Andrew, being in the media, I'm sure you know a little bit about this whole United Way thing too.
Absolutely. So I wanted to get involved. This is my first year as a co-chair, just because looking at the list of the partner agencies, you really do know someone probably who's touched by these, and this is important work that our community relies on. And it's small donations that can make a big difference. They all add up, and that's why we, you know, why the United Way exists, is because together it can really, you know, build these agencies and keep them strong.
One of the things that happens year in and year out is everybody always starts talking economy. You know, the economy's pretty good, you know, right now. And with that, people kind of lose sight of the fact that that need is still there because unemployment is down and all this other stuff, and everybody's hiring, it seems. But Sean, I mean, you can talk to this. I mean, this need is still there.
That's something I talked a lot about last year, is that Marquette is booming. We have growth. We have new corporations coming in. We can see something, construction, new hotels going on all the time, but it's not taking away the need in our community. We still have those underserved people who rely on our services, you know, senior citizens, adults with disabilities, children, they still need our help. Just because Marquette is growing doesn't mean those people are getting what they need.
About 1.5 years ago, Walt and I were co-chairs with Carl Bonack. And I was, and Andrew, I'm sure you can talk to this too. I was really surprised when I took a look at some of the agencies that are helped by the United Way, because you just sometimes just don't think that way.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at different things on this list here that we have. Dial Help, obviously a lot of talk about suicide prevention. Cancer Care of Marquette County, Big Brothers Big Sisters, and that's just a couple of the 24. And you know, what I wanted to really stress to people in my generation, you know, I'm 29 years old, a lot of people my age, you know, don't know about the United Way. They've heard about it for years, but don't know much about it. But when they hear about the specific causes that United Way supports, you want to support that. You know, it's things like, you know, giving girls experience at Girl Scout camp and helping with senior meals for people who are, you know, homebound. Those are causes you want to get behind that are important, that, you know, people we know need.
It's interesting because it's almost like the calm before the storm for you, Sean, because you see we got 15.
Yeah, in the next couple of weeks, we're really starting to kick up and get into those workplaces and talk to the people of Marquette County.
And you're busy in the mornings there, young man.
Yeah.
As people well know. But you're going to find, and just from my experiences, I'm sure you've probably seen this already, you're going to find that there's a lot of people out there that, despite the efforts over the course of the years, have no idea what's really going on with the United Way.
Absolutely. So that's why I want to get out there as much as we can over the next few months and really promote what the United Way is doing in our community and what is so badly needed that United Way provides every year. And one big way we do that is through presentations at people's workplaces. And so we're looking to get out anywhere we can in Marquette County in the next few months. And we want you to get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. It's a short presentation. We have a video that TV6 produced, so we can really convey our message pretty well and you know, let employees know about the impact they can have in just a small way, a big impact with a small donation.
And that's just it. I mean, you can do through payroll and people don't even know that it's gone.
Exactly. It's so easy. It just comes right out of your paycheck, just like your taxes and your insurance. And you can make $2 a paycheck, $3 a paycheck, $5 a paycheck. It really adds up.
Funny thing is, if everybody did that, Andrew, we wouldn't even have to have a campaign.
No, we'd have a great campaign, though, yeah.
So, again, the bottom line is the workplace is a great place because you're going to come to them. How do they do this? If they want to get a workplace presentation, Sean, what's the best thing for them to do?
the best thing to do is call the office, talk to Andrew, the new executive director, or Sue, and tell them you want to have United Way come to your workplace. The phone number is 906-226-8171.
How long did they commit you for here, Andrew? How long is this campaign going to go?
Well, I'm in it for this year and then next year as well, so got to get... You'll learn the ropes this year, and next year I'll be the veteran. Sean was the co-chair last year. So, you know, it's been great to see this side of the United Way. I've been familiar with it and, of course, the partner agencies through my job and through growing up here, of course. So it's great to be a part of it in this way. And we've set a goal of $400,000. We're determined to beat that goal this year. So we really want everyone to really think about what they can contribute to make this a success.